You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. Okay, I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Much love to everybody been tuning in. Or everyone tuning in for the past three. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you oh so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all across North America. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. You can hit me up anytime as well. I'm on social media at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to people tuning in on your local affiliates, people locked in. Wow, I had more news here. So much news. New York Knicks giving away money. New York Knicks might trade guy Aaron. Hey, Shep, what's all this New York news about, man? Rather wild right now.
I'm seeing the RJ Barrett. I thought maybe you were breaking like Donovan Mitchell all of a sudden. I'm like, I didn't see that.
No,
I thought that's where you were going with this.
New York Knicks are working on a deal with R.J. Barrett, a $120 million extension.
Listen, you know how I feel about some R.J. Barrett, J.R. You talk about an individual that I believe has the most raw talent. And when you combine skill and size, I include Zion in that conversation, as I do John Morant. R.J. Barrett has the best ceiling. Now, you put him in a franchise that knows how to win, all of a sudden he's going to elevate tenfold. The sad thing about his situation, he spent 3 years with the disgraceful New York Knicks. So the fact that he's averaging 20 points a game and actually looking like he's continuously getting better by the year is a miracle in and of itself. And then your boy, Aaron Judge, going for homer number 50. He's the only Yankee that has consistently showed up throughout the entire season. And JR, you know this. He is on pace. Do you know what he's on pace for?
Yeah, to break the damn American League record.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you're being very diplomatic here.
Am I?
Yes. He's on pace to break what most people actually consider to be the true single-season home run record. And you and I both know that.
I said that last week.
Yeah, I know that. But you didn't say it now, so I'm just, you know.
Oh, well, I got a whole hour here to talk about Aaron Judge. I can't dump everything here in a few seconds. We gotta hit the point. Well, first of all, yeah, there's a lot of New York news going on right now. And we don't spend a lot of time talking about New York teams here because, quite frankly, they've sucked, okay? New York Jets, ass. They're a young team. They're growing. And New York Giants, okay, young team. They're growing. I mean, they're going to put a quarterback out there in Daniel Jones, who's probably one step out the door. The New York Mets, maybe we can talk about them in about a month in the World Series. Same thing maybe for the New York Yankees. But the Yankees have started to stink the joint up as well. And I guess the Brooklyn Nets count as a New York team. We certainly have talked about Kevin Durant more than we've talked about the actual squad. Tonight, as Shep just mentioned, Aaron Judge hit another home run. This time, number 50, 5-0. The New York Yankees just lost to the Angels. Of course, the Angels. 4-3. Angels can't beat anybody except for the Yankees. Aaron Judge now joins Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle as the only Yankees to ever have multiple 50 home run seasons. Unfortunately for the Yankees, Aaron Judge is killing it. And the Yankees, they're 9-17. In this month of August. And so if you actually want to go ahead and find some positivity, listen to this home run call. Aaron Judge, number 50, Yankees Radio Network.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50. Into the rock pile in center field in Anaheim. It's 4-3 Angels after home run number 50 for Aaron Judge.
Yeah, And it's not just Aaron Judge, because earlier tonight, we talked about someone else. Hit another home run. He's actually trying to push himself towards 700 career home runs. His name is Albert Pujols. He hit another one tonight. This time, home run number 694 against the Cincinnati Reds. Take a listen.
And the next pitch to Albert is hit high and deep to right field. Backing up to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Home run, Albert Pujols! Number 694. And he took it the other way.
Yeah, coming down the line from the Cardinals radio network, and Albert Pujols continues to be hot. Hot like fire. Albert Pujols, since the All-Star break, is batting 400, okay? Albert Pujols, since the All-Star break, has turned into another human being. He's cranking out home runs. He has a month right now to pass Alex Rodriguez, who currently sits around at number 696. And if you can do math, he's only six away from 700 home runs. And so, yes, Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge, they continue to potentially assault the record books. And I'd love to see it. I'd love to see Albert Pujols get to that 700 mark and past Alex Rodriguez. And I would certainly love to see Aaron Judge go past 61. Right now, he's on pace for 62. And I've said this, and I'm going to say it again for anyone within earshot of my voice. If Aaron Judge hits 61 in ties or gets to 62, I am going to look at him as the home run leader and the single season home run king. You can run around and say, oh, well, we don't know what Aaron Judge is doing. We don't have any evidence to say otherwise. Do you? And if you don't, then don't tell me a damn thing. Until we do, what's there to discuss? What, every Aaron Judge home run, are we supposed to sit around and go, well, we don't know if he did anything? We got evidence of the other guys out here cheating. Barry Bonds, we got evidence of it. So what are we going to do? Ignore it? Did the ball go over the fence? Yeah, it did. That's a very elementary thing to even think about. Of course the ball went over the fence. Was it aided? Yeah, it was. And if we ever get evidence that Aaron Judge cheated, then yeah, he deserves to get his ass whooped in a court of public opinion too. Up until then, man, keep swinging for the fences. Keep hitting them over. And I just say this. Thank you for adding another element. Thank you for adding another reason for us to be entertained as the Major League Baseball season comes to a close. It is wild for me to even think about. As we roll into Tuesday morning, as we get closer, September is right here staring us in the face. August 30th. Football is going to be going. It's football season. The NFL season starts next week. People are back in school. Classes are underway. People are getting ready to start the work week. Folks are preparing for their final summer vacation as we roll into Labor Day. I mean, well, damn. At least baseball is giving us another type of a chase. Let's see Albert Pujols get to 700. And let us see Aaron Judge go out there and give us 62 home runs. Sign me up. If it wasn't for Aaron Judge, man, the New York Yankees, they'd be completely in a toilet right now here in the second half of the season.
Jared, can I ask you a question?
You certainly can.
When you look back at what we saw in 1998, it seems like that was the biggest story by far of any of the four major North American professional sports, when McGuire and Sosa were obviously looking to eclipse Maris and did so, and by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Do you feel like, from a macro perspective, that baseball is doing a really good job or decent job at really pushing these two storylines out there? And you have mentioned this throughout the entirety of the show. We are talking about such easy guys to root for. They are so admirable in not just how they conduct themselves on the field, but who they are off the field. Is baseball doing a good job of capitalizing off of this? Because we haven't seen two storylines this big in quite a while in a sport that is really lagging when it comes to big storylines and gaining the imagination and joy of the American public.
I think, well, we've had this conversation, so I don't want to beat a dead horse. Baseball as an overall has done a bad job. It's tough to say baseball is doing a bad job in particular with Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge when the foundation isn't set right there. And if I have to think about a home run chase specifically, coverage for Albert Pujols approaching 700 home runs, coverage potentially of Aaron Judge going past 60 home runs. I think there's so many options and so many things to do. 1998 was very, very special. Like, it's right there on the line before we really blew up with internet access. It was really special on the line as to, you know, what the importance of a program like SportsCenter was. And so we didn't have as many options. If I have to think about a home run chase between anybody, let's say Aaron Judge and, I don't know, Paul Goldschmidt or fill in the blank, they were on a home run chase this year. And guys were trying to swing to 60-plus home runs, if that was the case. Or Tatis, fill in, it don't matter who it is. I think the coverage would be so fractured right now. Because you don't have to tune in to SportsCenter. You don't have to tune in to the local news. I think the fact that things are so indirect that I keep up with everything, obviously.
Of course you do.
TikTok. You don't have to watch SportsCenter to get the news. People are getting it from Barstool and ESPN and here at CBS and you got so many options and so many apps. There's not that element of, oh, my God, I need to turn on the television at 3 o'clock or 6 o'clock to see what McGuire and Sosa did. And so to a certain degree, I don't think we can have that in all sports to a certain degree. Major League Baseball is handcuffed, and part of the reason that they're handcuffed is they've handcuffed themselves. It'd be nice if more people, you know, cared about or saw Aaron Judge. And who knows, maybe we will be pleasantly surprised if and when he hits 61 or 62. It pales in comparison. The popularity of the sport is not there.
We're talking about 700 home runs, JR. I mean, this has been done. I don't need to tell you this. This has been done two times in the last 49 years, and I'm being kind in even allowing Bond to enter this conversation. And
baseball.
I see trending right now, JR, in front of me, right now. Sabrina Carpenter wearing an outfit, which happened yesterday. None of your audience probably even knows who that is, by the way. And then I'm seeing The Bachelorette, Men Tell All, air on ABC. This is trending five times more than what Pujols and Judge is trending right now.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, this is we're in a different space than 20 years ago, and that's part of why I say baseball has handcuffed itself along the way. There's no magic bullet to fix it for a 700 home run chase or one that happens to be 61. There is no magic bullet. It's like saying, hey, we've built the house, and all of a sudden, just because we've put a new door in the front, we're gonna attract a new buyer. It doesn't. Don't work that way. You still have work to do on the entire house. And so the popularity of the game has changed and waned. The attractiveness of the game has changed and waned. The options that people have to entertain themselves has changed. Look, in 1998, I had to watch television, play a video game, go outside, read the newspaper or a magazine. That's it. Here we are in 2022. If you are someone who happens to be, I don't know, let's say 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, you can open up TikTok. You can scroll through Instagram. Like, you have endless opportunities to entertain yourself in segments of 15 seconds or less. So part of it is baseball. A part of it is just where the world is, and we're in a different space. And so, yeah, I actually believe Aaron Judge has a space to probably receive more attention. This is going to be a blip on the evening news. And quite frankly, man, yeah, the evening news for a segment of the population is, it doesn't even have the same popularity, because the news cycle never stops 24/7. You can get the news at live at 3 a.m. Somebody's delivering it. You can swipe up and see the news. I mean, we just told you about the New York Knicks and looking at R.J. Barrett trying to give him a four-year, $120 million deal while still trying to figure out if they're going to trade for Donovan Mitchell. So the world has changed. And so, yeah, it'd be nice if Aaron Judge got more coverage. It'd be nice if Albert Pujols got more mainstream coverage. But Major League Baseball, they got a whole lot of work to do and kind of laying the foundation for people to pay attention just in the first place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're paying attention to everything. I'm going to update you on what the New York Knicks just did. I'm going to tell you about what could potentially happen with Donovan Mitchell. We will talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and his new restructured contract with the 49ers. We got a lot to do before I roll. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller and listener, I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I gotta tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, it's been a lot of news to come down the pipe tonight. We've seen some amazing accomplishments. Serena Williams extending her run here. Well, not even her run, extending her career. Winning her first round matchup at the U.S. Open. She will live to play another day. She will be playing Wednesday night. And every game that Serena wins could potentially be her last. Albert Pujols hits another home run. Number 694 for his career as the Cards. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 13-4. Aaron Judge hits the 50th home run for the season. Except for the New York Yankees, not a good look. The Yankees, they lose to the Angels, the final score 4-3. And then also New York news, and it's not about Donovan Mitchell being traded to the New York Knicks, but the New York Knicks, I guess they've gotten tired of the back and forth and the negotiations with the Utah Jazz and Danny Ainge for Donovan Mitchell. R.J. Barrett, New York Knicks starting shooting guard. They're finalizing a four-year contract, $120 million. R.J. Barrett's been able to basically put up 20 points a game last season. Scoring average has increased every single year. He's someone who can go out there and get you 5 and 6 rebounds a game. Maybe eventually he can also be a 25-5 player if he increases his scoring output. He certainly needs to increase his efficiency. Not the greatest or best of shooters, but can certainly get to the basket with the best of them. And this might close the door for now on Donovan Mitchell to the New York Knicks. It's not to say that he ain't going, but looks like the New York Knicks will stand pat and Donovan Mitchell may stay or start the season with the Utah Jazz. So a lot of question marks, a lot of things going on. And as R.J. Barrett gets a contract extension, I did mention to you that Jimmy Garoppolo, his contract has been changed. Jimmy G entering into the final year of his contract with the 49ers, it was an expectation that he would be traded. Well, today, the 49ers, they're doing a new deal with Jimmy Garoppolo. This final season, instead of Jimmy G making $24 million, he's restructured his contract to only make $6.5 million. He's going to be the highest paid backup in the NFL. He can earn more money through playing time incentives, and we know what that means. If Trey Lance sucks, he's going to get the call. If Trey Lance starts to stink the joint up, they're going to put Jimmy G out there. He has a no-trade clause as a part of this deal. He's not going to be tagged, but there's an understanding that, hey, Jimmy, we might call you and trade you. And Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, we expected him to be traded, released at his $24 million salary, but he's going to be standing right there behind Trey Lance. And I would not be surprised if Trey Lance gets a tap on the shoulder and is told, hey, sit down. You ain't cutting it right now. And they send Jimmy G out there. You know, we can think about Kyle Shanahan. He has talked, or he was very clear a few weeks ago in saying that Trey Lance is the future, that we've had this conversation with Jimmy G. I can go ahead and think back months ago where the organization said we talked to Jimmy G and told him that we're moving on. Well, now Jimmy Garoppolo is, he's insurance. And please believe it. If Trey Lance, the way he had a poor preseason, if he sucks in the regular season, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be out there. You know, typically we look at Jimmy G and say, well, when does he get hurt? When do they put in Jimmy G's replacement? Well, Jimmy Garoppolo is now in a position to replace the guy who they drafted to replace him. The 49ers, since bringing on Jimmy G, they have a record of 8-28 when his ass is hurt and he doesn't play. At the same time, the Niners are 35-16 when Jimmy Garoppolo is on the field. We're going to find out real soon how committed Kyle Shanahan is to Trey Lance. We're going to find out real soon how committed the locker room is to believing Trey Lance is ready to go as a starter. Because the minute he sucks, Jimmy G is going to get that call. Because Kyle Shanahan cannot afford to lose the locker room just to play a guy because Jimmy G can't stay healthy. And I'm ready. I'm here for the quarterback controversy. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss before we roll out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about the Niners holding on to Jimmy G? Every quarterback or every team right now has its QB. Jimmy G did have that shoulder surgery earlier on in the offseason. He was just cleared. He's been practicing off on the side away from the team. This is a wild scenario. You know, Kyle Shanahan, he made it clear a month ago that Jimmy G, yeah, we appreciate what you did, but it's time to move on. Listen to this.
You know, Jimmy understands where we're at. We understand where we're at. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I have been of Jimmy and him being here and so appreciative of what he did for us last year. I think Jimmy and we knew what move we made the year before on that. Jimmy did a hell of a job coming to camp and winning that job and taking us real close to the Super Bowl. But we have moved on to Trey. We're starting camp out this way. We think Jimmy would have been traded if the surgery didn't happen. And it did. He needed to do it. So there's no ill will there at all. But it's good to see that he is healthy. But now it's all just seeing how this will end up. You know, Jimmy understands.
Well, it ended up with him taking a pay cut. It ended up with the Niners not being able to move him. And now it is ending up with Jimmy Garoppolo looking over the shoulder of Trey Lance. Like, you can't make this up. I'm not going to say I'm almost certain. I feel very confident that there's going to come a point in the season where Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be back out on the field for the 49ers. Whether it's a matter of injury or whether it's a matter of Trey Lance just not cutting the mustard, I would not be shocked or surprised if Jimmy Garoppolo is on that field and Kyle Shanahan gets that audio clip played again, and the entire organization is just going to look real foolish. The 49ers, they've had opportunities here to solidify the quarterback position, and this ain't looking good. If I'm Trey Lance, I'm going, well, damn, now I got him looking over my shoulder. Y'all committed to me for the job. Okay, I didn't have the best of preseasons, and now you're keeping him around? What, you don't trust me? This is either going to do one or two things for Trey Lance. It's going to motivate him to go out there and perform better and hold on to the job, or we're going to see what he's made of. Is he going to be the Niners' starting quarterback for the future? Or is Kyle Shanahan going to be looked upon as, hey, weren't you the offensive genius? Weren't you the guy who had the QB but couldn't figure him out? Kyle Shanahan is tied in to Trey Lance. And any success or failure that he does or does not have, man, Kyle Shanahan may be looking on his way out the door. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We've talked about a lot of legends tonight, a lot of historic performances. Serena Williams, Albert Pujols. We talked about Tom Brady being on the list of the number one on the NFL players top 100. And yeah, sure, we even talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It has been a night of greatness. Some amazing performances, amazing feats. And then we talked about Jimmy Garoppolo taking a pay cut. Serena Williams advancing at the U.S. Open. So cool. Every match is pretty much could be her last match. Albert Pujols and Aaron Judge both hitting home runs that could elevate them and just history, individual seasons, and overall career in the case of Albert Pujols. We mentioned Tom Brady ending up on the NFL's list of top 100 players, which is voted on by players. And then we got a lot of callers here. And so before I roll out and before Amy Lawrence comes through at the top of the hour to take you the rest of the way, I'm going to talk to you. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Roger is calling from Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Roger?
Hey, JR. I was listening to y'all talking about the home run race coverage earlier. And you had a really good point about, you know, everything being spread out over social media and all that. But I was wondering what you think about the MLB kind of shying away from as much coverage because they've been burnt so many times on home run races that end up being tainted when it's said and done with.
Well, I don't think it's so much Major League Baseball shying away from coverage. I think there has to be an appetite from the media to deliver this news and this information, and there has to be an appetite from the fans to consume it. And part of that is Major League Baseball and just kind of what I said earlier, their work over the years. It's legitimate, and it makes sense that they would want to shy away from the coverage. Maybe not so much because we don't want to, you know, push Judge or Pujols because they could be cheating. I think it's more so of just the public's general interest, and they have a part to play in that too. But that's reasonable to think.
Right. Now, would you think the public's not really interested because of all the prior cases?
Well, I think the public is not all that interested in baseball for a multitude of reasons. And the biggest one is the audience is aging up. For just in general, baseball fans are closer to 60 years old, where if you look at NFL fans or NBA fans, they're closer. The average age is closer to the 40. So it's simple math.
Right.
There's a 20-year gap. There's a reason that exists. It's because younger people are more invested into things that move by quickly. And so I can go on spitting out stats and numbers with you. I won't be able to do it here in 10 minutes, but there's a lot of information, and I've shared a lot of this on air because I'm invested. I'm a huge baseball fan. I know that there has been or there is a baseball fan listening to me right now going, well, you love baseball. Why aren't you promoting the positivity of it? I'm doing both. You know, I can be honest about something. You can love something. Think about it like a person. I can love someone and love something and still be critical of it. You know, I don't have to run around with blinders on. And so I love baseball. This is why me here am choosing to highlight Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols. And then like me and you, Roger, we can have a conversation about why there isn't more coverage. So I appreciate the call, man.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
No doubt about it. Much love to all my folks down in Louisiana, WWL, especially out in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. David is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Hey, my question's about Albert Pujols. Pulling for him to get it this year. In a scenario, if he ended up with like 698 or 699, he's announced that this is his last year. Would you think or would you be in favor if he came back next year just to get the 700 because it's such a rare milestone? And if he would do that and St. Louis would show no interest in signing him, do you think there would be a team out there that would sign him just to give him the chance to break that milestone?
Well,
and quickly, I just wanted to say, I hope he gets it this year, but if he doesn't, I'd love to see him come back because he's class all the way, and I know I'm being selfish as a fan, but I'd love to see him play an extra year. And then I'll hang up and get your thoughts.
Well, thank you, David, for calling from Pittsburgh. No, I believe Albert Pujols. He's been adamant. It came out of his own mouth. He's like, look, I don't care how close I get to 700. I can sit right at 699. I ain't coming back. And I believe him. I mean, Albert Pujols has been doing this for a long time. There are enough rumors out there. He's 42 years old. There are enough rumors that he might be a little bit older than 42 years old. And he's just been such an honorable guy throughout his entire career. I'm going to take him at his word at face value. This is it. I don't think we're going to see any more of Albert Pujols. I think he's done. He's not giving me reason to believe otherwise. Shannon, calling from Vegas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
You kind of hit on a couple of the points before the break about the Jimmy Garoppolo situation. This can either make him or break him, and I exactly agree with that. I think Garoppolo's best friend is going to be the Niners' defense of whether or not they can actually keep them in games and allow him not to have to make a ton of comebacks. But as far as Garoppolo, I think the reason that he stood in San Francisco and took the pay cut is because there's incentives in the deal, and he knows he's going to play. The Niners organization did a complete 360. They said he was gone. All of a sudden, he's back. Why? They know Trey Lance is not the guy, and they expect him not if, but when to come back on the field. What's your thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't say saying that he's not the guy is more of an overall indictment. He may not be the guy right now. And we know he had an opportunity to, quote unquote, sit and learn. He's had spot opportunities to play. He played a little bit last year. But it's a whole different animal when you're the guy required to go out there and just ball out for 17 games. And over 17 games.
Because having Garoppolo still on the team is definitely going to be a lot of pressure, knowing you got someone peeking over your shoulder. You know, biting at the bit to get into the game.
Sure. And have the Niners taken a full flip? I'm not prepared to say that. But bringing him on and keeping him on does show you what they think about Trey. If they were confident that he was the guy, then, man, it would be no pay cut. They would just cut him and release him. But they don't feel good about it, and that's clear as day. Shannon, appreciate you, man. No doubt about it. You got it. Ellis is calling from Dallas. Go ahead, Ellis.
Hey, JR, love your show, man.
Thank you.
Hey, so tell me this. What do you do to make baseball better right now? Because I got two 10-year-olds, and you say something about baseball, they yawn, man, you know?
Exactly. Well, baseball as a sport is not built for a society that pretty much is a shortening attention span. You mentioned your kids, man. Look, I'll put it to you this way. This is an easy example I can share. The NBA operates its league pass in such a way where you can tune in to you can buy for a couple of cents. You can purchase the last minute of a game, which a lot of people find to be the only exciting thing. The NBA embraces that. The NBA has loosened up and changed rules to keep things exciting, to increase offense. The NFL has changed rules and has changed the game as much as we don't pay attention to it. The NFL has changed the game over the past 10, 15, 20 years to increase offensive output. We see betting increasing in interest in it. And so what baseball needs to do is to advance. But baseball is so traditionalist, it's really difficult to get a hold on. Do they need to give the entire game a facelift? No. But it is quite apparent they need to hit the fast forward button, and that's how you get people involved. But baseball as a game ain't going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. Is there a large population of kids and youngsters and teens who love the game? Yeah, like everything else. But it's not America's pastime like 50, 60 years ago. We're in a different world right now.
I'm going to give you this one thing, and I'm going to go. My kids want Madden and NBA, you know, 2K. Look at the ratings on how many people buy MLB The Show, you know.
I understand, Ellis. Listen, there's a lot of work to be done there. We'll see. Thomas is calling from Northern Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, JR. I'm a 49er fan, and I firmly believe that Trey Lance is ready. It just strikes me funny that the guys are talking about Kenny Pickett up in Pittsburgh, and he's a rookie. He hadn't even started a game, but everybody is so enthused with Jimmy Garoppolo. We know that Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback, but Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to take us where we want to go. And Trey Lance, all we need is competence.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd say people are enthused with Jimmy Garoppolo. I think people are.
They're saying, well, Jimmy can start for all these other teams, and that may be true, but nobody was willing to trade for him. Maybe it's just that the Niners got stuck with him and made the best deal they can.
I think a part of it, Thomas, and thank you for calling from Northern Cali, I think a lot of it is what they've openly discussed. It's timing. It's his injury. Jimmy Garoppolo would have had a better chance to be traded if he didn't have his shoulder cut open and repaired. And here we've gone through an entire offseason. You think about some of the places and guys who have been moved. Obviously, Deshaun Watson. Obviously, you can take a look at the Carolina Panthers. We can go up to Seattle. We know he was not going to go up there to a division rival. You could think about other teams like Houston. Man, they want to see what Mills can do for a full-on season. And so he's left holding the bags. Jimmy G did not go to Chicago. He didn't go to the Saints. He didn't go to Carolina. Jimmy G is still with the 49ers. And Trey Lance, he might be the guy, but it doesn't appear that he's going to be the guy right now. Chuck is calling from Cleveland. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, man, like, while y'all on that Jimmy G talk, real talk, it's like he just basically did the cool thing. He sat back, manned up, like, oh, well, you know, San Fran, like, well, we ain't giving you away for a bag of peanuts, you know. really ain't trying to crash and burn himself. He know he can get another get in where he at. You follow what I'm saying and know everything. Wish Baker would have took some of them peanuts. You feel what I'm saying? Wouldn't be all this madness right now.
Well, Baker Mayfield is certainly in a different position, not as accomplished of a quarterback as Jimmy Garoppolo. And it's not so much as Jimmy Garoppolo sat back. I'm sure Jimmy does not want to be a backup, although he'll be the highest paid. I'm also sure that Jimmy Garoppolo didn't want to have his shoulder cut open. All things considered, when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo and his injury history, he should be happy that he is still in this position. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's been a night of legends. Much love to Serena Williams as she's been able to continue on and at least for one more singles match extend her career. She'll be in action again on Wednesday night. A big shout out to Albert Pujols tonight hitting his 694th home run, two away from Alex Rodriguez. And maybe he even gets to 700. And then you have Aaron Judge tonight. He hit his 50th home run. Is Aaron Judge going to assault the record books and move past 61 in this upcoming month of September? A lot of legends with legendary performances, okay? Shep, thank you for an amazing night. Thank you oh so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all across North America. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. The JR Sport Brief Show for tonight, it's a wrap. But Amy Lawrence is up next. Don't you move.